Pubcasters, it is Tim, your host of the AIMP Nashville Pubcast. Welcome to our mashup episodes, where we ask our guests the same question and share with you the best answers. Today's mashup is Best Advice, one of my personal favorites, because everyone has been given some nugget of wisdom from their mentors and friends, so we ask our guests to share some of their favorites. Our guests include Alec Heike, Brad Kennard, Mark Rucker, Ollie Shepard, Randall Foster, Shelby Yoder, and Walker Hayes.
You know, surround yourself with people who are better than you. You know, those who aren't are going to bring you down. Those who are will have dreams, desires, ambitions. You know, they'll be positive role models. And this is something I texted my kids in the middle of the night about a week or two ago because they came to my mind again. You know, those positive role models will pull you up and help you realize your own capabilities. You know, life is really about stepping up to the challenge. And I'd also say, you know, surround yourself with people who are smarter than you and better than you. Know what you're good at. What are your best traits? And do you enjoy? And surround yourself with people that are smarter than you, better than you at everything that and everything else you can. That can only help. And in the end, things always have a balance and they work out.
My number one piece of advice to anybody who is in our shoes or hoping to be a music publisher is focus on the songwriter. Be passionate. This came from Frank Liddell. Go out there, put your passion into a songwriter. The songwriters drive what we do. They still do. They always will. And be passionate. Be unafraid to be the lone wolf saying, I think this is great. Don't worry about the pack. Worry about what you're passionate about. Chances are you're probably right. And, you know, trust your gut. Trust your gut.
I have been really lucky. I mean, not only did I had a great mentor in John Grady, but I also obviously, Tim, you've been a really big mentor of mine for a long time. I mean, obviously that I feel like anybody that knows Tim would go, yeah, me too. So I'll just start there. But I always use a lot of the lines that Grady would tell me and my buddy, Andrew Cohen, when we worked at Crush together. You know, hits cure everything. Everybody's bitching at you until there's a hit. And then once you have a hit, nobody cares anymore. You know, I was in management for a long time. And so, you know, managers are the first ones to be blamed, the last ones to be thanked. I always tell artists like, hey man, like be sure to like thank your team because like, you know, they're putting a lot of time and effort into this and it's important to, you know, keep that going. But I'd say the biggest one that he would tell us is, the difference between a great song and a good marketing plan is a good marketing plan has never made me cry. And I feel like when you really think about artistry these days, you think about what people are trying to create, what they're trying to do. I really think people are really focusing more on the marketing side than they are really trying to focus on putting a great song together and putting it out. I think we're really afraid to do that. I think it maybe if it doesn't have enough, you know, I don't know, like just enough, like it fits in where it's just we're afraid of it. But those are the things that change culture. They're the things that change people. And I can tell you, I mean, you can talk about your favorite songs of all time. And I would say that they changed you as a person. And that's what I think that means to me.
So Ollie, we know we come up in a business that's a lot of mentorship, and I find that every one of us grabs some advice from our mentors. I'd love to know a piece of advice that you have heard and either you still use or pass along to others.
You know, I think I feel like you get so many great pieces of advice, and then like it could kind of just like shapes the way you are. I think it's like just working really hard and just showing up every day. And just like really putting time into this, like, you know, if you don't put in the time, you're really not gonna be successful. And be kind to people, and definitely respect your interns because they become executives.
I feel a little edge there, man. Somebody must not have been good to you as an intern because you.
I don't think I was treated particularly badly, but I've definitely, I feel like I've seen people not here do that in the past. And I've always thought like, you know, it's just not smart because these people, everyone has different trajectories and like, you know how they always say, be nice to the person on reception because one day they could be employing you. So. You just never know. I think that's
so much truth, Ollie. I've been bought and sold so many times. I've had one of those situations where a writer's left me in a not so great scenario. And then I ended up coming in and buying the company they work for.
There you go.
Partnered back up again. So, yeah.
That's what I mean. You just got to treat people the way, you know, I think the advice is just to be the way you want to be treated, isn't it? It's like, That's the most important thing.
My advice and my North Star it really is around people and around investing in people. And that is take the meeting. Always take the meeting. You don't have to take two, but you always take the first meeting. And I feel like we as an industry do a really good job of having preconceptions about people and their value and musicians and their value. And you and I, Tim, and everybody listening to this has sat next to a struggling artist who didn't know where the next meal was going to come from, only to see them 3 or 5 years down the road, number one on the country charts. I think taking the meeting, taking the chance, giving somebody a moment of your time is really valuable. And so that would be the advice.
When I worked at NSAI, that was like the first time I got business cards, the first office that I had with a door that was my own room. And I remember Bart coming in early and I was sitting at my desk and he said, all of the great women that you admire once sat at a desk just like this.
Oh.
And I often think back on that and remember that. And really, it's kind of a beautiful thing to remember kind of where you're going. And also it's like, now I get in a place where I have people working for me and working at my company, that it's nice to be able to have that reflection. Another thing I think that's been a huge value, something to really remember, is Lucas Keller has taught me apathy over anger, which we work in such a passion-driven business that especially on the management side, as I'm making certain deals or even on the pub side, I can get very passionate about, I can't believe that this person is trying to ask me for ownership of the copyright when they didn't participate in this at all. And I can get like, you know, intense about it, looking out for the people that I work with, knowing how many hours they put into something and where they're coming from. That Lucas has kind of always taught me apathy over anger, that it's like, there's no point in like really being angry about something, but just like relax in yourself, know the work that you and these individuals have done, and know that the best deal is always going to shake out for everyone involved if you can come from that place.
One thing, you know, that I try to tell everybody, my dad told me this, and it's a wonderful quality. It's something I've had to pray about, a characteristic that is not naturally in us humans, but, you know, I think Shane exudes this quality, and my wife exudes this quality, but my dad always used to say, you could judge a man by how he treats someone that can't help him. And I just think that's so true. And I think everybody should dwell on that, especially in this business, is, you know, we've all been that person that really has you got nothing to bring to the table. You know, you're not a household name yet, but thank the Lord, you know, there was somebody who answered my phone call, listened to my song, talk to me in the line at Smoothie King, you know, you know, and I think that's an important quality we should all try to have in this town to keep us grounded. And then again, back to the songwriting artist thing, find somebody that doesn't like your stuff and make them like it. Figure out how, you know, that to me, that's, I love that challenge. I don't like it when I get to it, but that's kept me in this business, you know, is I'm going to make you get this, you know, somehow, and it's going to make me better at what I do.
The AIMP Nashville Pubcast is hosted by yours truly, Tim Hunzey, executive producer, Travis Myatt, producer, Brandon Harrington, mixing and editing by Casey Porter. And this has been a Dime Collective production.